Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Ain't for the Likes of Me to Judge, by Paulette S. Minard, Massachusetts, USA. I am a male to female transsexual and have successfully transitioned fully to female. In the course of my transition, I had let slip many friendships due to many factors, among them fear of non-acceptance. Emil is a friend who owns a motel in the next state. He moved there because it was getting too crowded here in the Flatlands. We became friendly when I first stopped at his motel many years ago because we had been from neighboring towns. It was a chance for Emil to reconnect with his roots. I visited him 2 or 3 times a year as a male. I hadn't visited Emil throughout my transition because he can be rather conservative in his politics, is a lifelong bachelor, and is rough as corn cob. After my surgery and living my new life for a while, I felt it was time to try and connect with him again. I went to Emil's motel and registered, and asked the desk clerk if Emil was around. She said he was in his cottage. After putting my things in my cottage, I walked over to visit him. I could see him watching me walk up, and there was no recognition in his eyes. I said hello and could see him working hard to place me. Suddenly his eyes lit up and he said, "Well, hi yourself. Come up and sit yourself down here. Want a beer?" He looked me up and down. I was in a dress and he had only known me as a man. His next words to me were, "Look different, don't ya?" I smiled, laughed, and agreed. We chatted about our respective hometowns and other things for most of the afternoon. All the while, I felt he was carefully avoiding asking any questions about what had happened to me. It got on to dinner time, and Emil said, "Don't suppose you're hungry. Got a roast in the oven for tomorrow, but you're here today." During dinner, I asked him why he hadn't asked any questions about how I looked. "Figured you'd get around to telling me sooner or later," he replied. So I told him about the reasons for my transition and the forces that led up to it. His only question was, "Are you happy?" I replied yes, and as far as he was concerned, that was that. As we were sitting and talking after dinner, I asked him what he thought about my transition. His response was, "Ain't for the likes of me to judge one way or t'other." It's funny, but sometimes those you expect to have an adverse reaction to such a major life change are the first ones to accept it. Even now, a few months after this happened, I still get misty-eyed when I think of how accepting Emil is. I find this whole episode to be amazing. You just can't tell a book by its cover.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.